Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.
Over the weekend, I said I'd make myself an old tuna sandwich, tuna mayo, bit of salt, and some Ballymaloe beetroot. And I went to open my Ballymaloe beetroot jar, getting ready to open it with full force, and it literally just went. Because their cap, I don't know if you've seen this in the shops.
An air thing in it.
No, it has like a twisty thingy around the lid that rotates.
Okay.
It's a very clever piece of kit.
Mm.
But it got me thinking about the home hack this morning. Is there a hack to open hard to open jars? And there is. And it's simply a rubber band. So you put your rubber band under that hard to open lid and it gives you that bit more traction.
Right.
To open it up really quickly.
Okay.
Or as I mentioned on the show some years ago, for some reason, I'm right-handed. For some reason, I can open jars far more easily with my left hand. I don't know what that's about. But try that as well. The other thing as well, I love honey on toast. And I often find that the honey crystallises a bit. You know, towards the end.
Yeah.
And I'd bin it. And I never knew of just doing this hack. Simple. Place it in hot water. Bowl of hot water. And your honey will go back to normal.
In the microwave for a minute. But yeah, hot water is even better. Yeah.
It's just simple things. Keep pots from boiling over. Here's one. I was doing it over the weekend, making pasta for the kids. Every time with pasta, actually, you see the pot and it's bubbling over. A wooden spoon across the top of it, because wood isn't a good material for conducting heat. So once the hot water and the bubbles hit that, they go right back down.
Brilliant. I'd forgotten that one, actually. Yeah. That's a good one.
I know you're mad into your steaks and your stir fries. And you know the stir fries you get from the Chinese with your beef and black bean sauce or what have you.
Mm.
And the way they cut them so finely.
Mm-hmm.
Can you ever do that yourself in the kitchen? Have those fine little bits?
Certainly not as evenly.
No.
Anyway,
this is the thing, but this is the tip. If you put that meat in the freezer for about half an hour, then cut it.
Right. Because you could leverage on it.
Exactly, yeah, because if it's too soft, you're not going to get those.
Interesting.
Yeah, our eyes are lighting up here. I need lighten up, yeah.
Thin strips of fillet, yes, please. Okay, good. Liking your style.
Your coffee grinder. I know you've got your cafeterian each morning, which is cafeteria for one, by the way. I'm not even lying. I'll take a picture of said cafeteria.
I offered you a coffee.
Shame you. I know you did. Coffee grinders, they don't really get dirty, but often they're like clumps of coffee in there. So to remove the stuck-on grinds, put a bit of bread in there in your small appliance, give it an old press of the button there, pulse it all up, and the coffee will join the breadcrumbs. Lash them all in the bin, and it's clean as a whistle, lads.
Interesting.
That was meant to be whistle, sorry.
Yeah.
What the hell's wrong with me this morning? There you go. Would you like one more?
Yes.
There's one here. I didn't like the wording of this. It was called decrusting a microwave.
Oh, I thought you were going to say moist as long as you didn't.
No, well, if you'd like to soak a sponge in water and moisten it up a bit, pop it in the microwave, let it cruise around the table for about a minute, and the hack's a double whammy because it loosens all that gook that's on the inside of your microwave and it disinfects your sponges. Home hacks, lads. Don't you just love them?
Off the charts.
Back on Thursday morning.
Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.